This is Atma Sanchabi, bearing patient's name is Doris Langford, L-A-N-G-F-O-R-D, Doris, D-O-R-I-S. Date of birth is 3-7-1936. Date of service is 6-21-2022. Miss Langford is a very pleasant. Eighty-six-year-old female with history of breast cancer, status post bilateral mastectomy, history of pulmonary embolism on Eliquis, history of vertebral compression fractures and depression, history of Alzheimer's dementia, osteoporosis and degenerative joint disease, admitted to the hospital with for generalized weakness and decreased oral intake. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Patient was sent from the assisted living because there was concern for dehydration. A chest X-ray showed increased interstitial marking, concerning for volume overload. She was initially given some IV Lasix. Patient denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denied any palpitations. She was treated for generalized weakness. She was having some diarrhea, given some gentle IV fluids. Continue on other medications. Patient was monitored in the hospital. She was doing better and she was ambulated with the help of physical therapy. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton for rehabilitation. At the present time, she is presently confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for breast cancer, Alzheimer's dementia, depression, osteoporosis, vertebral compression fractures, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, non-contributory. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Select medications. Include mirtazapine, Eliquis, donepezil, Eliquis, Colace, furosemide, Tylenol, metoprolol, Miralax. If your system cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Urinary, no complaints, neurological, she is pleasantly confused, history of Alzheimer's disease. No history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, history of osteoporosis, as well as vertebral compression fractures. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Weight 131.6 pounds. Temperature 97.7. Pulse 82 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, blood pressure 99 over 62, oxygen saturation was 93%. HENT examination was normal, pupils equal round and reactive to light, extraocular movement were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no acromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2, slash 6, left lung border was audible, lungs was clear to lungs was scattered bronchi bilaterally, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake, but presently confused, moving all four extremities. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, compression fracture, low lumbar vertebra. Next, bilateral pulmonary embolism. Next, history of breast cancer, status post mastectomy. Next, major depressive disorder. Next, Alzheimer's disease. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Lori Boutell, B-O-U-T-E-E-L-L, Lori, L-O-R-I. Date of birth is 3-10-1958. Date of service is 6-21-2022. Ms. Boutell is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She was recently sent to the hospital after she was having significant pain. She was admitted to the hospital. She was diagnosed with kidney stones. Patient is supposed to have lithotripsy. At the present time, she says that she's doing well. She does complaints of spasms at times. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, left side urethral kidney stone. Status post is stent placement. Next, hypokalemia. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, UTI. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue her current medications from the hospital. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to drink more fluids. Continue pain medications. She will follow up with the urologist. Continue other medications. We'll check routine labs. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.